Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, yes, tonight it is Throwback Thursday night. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That was music from Alexander O'Neill, All True Man, from 1991. Of course, a little Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis production right there. Again, good evening to you for the next 2 hours. I am jamming old-school R&B, old-school funk, and old-school soul from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yes, got music on the way. We got some Chaka Khan on the way. We got some Switch on the way. And we might hook up a little Fatback Band on the way. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. Tell a friend to check us out on Facebook. If you're a if you're on Facebook, you can check us out. Go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell their friend's friend to like that page. Everybody can like the page. Also, want to remind you, you can also go to WardellPodgerJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise from Solar Records Radio, or you want to donate to the show. Also want to remind you, you can go to the Cash App and search for actually $ Solar Records Radio. It's all one big word. So but anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I had to hook up some Alexander O'Neill. I had to hook up a little Indianapolis. So let's take it to Motown. Let's give you some classics from the late, great Eddie Kendricks. Let's take you back to 1976. This is called Intimate Friends. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Love. I'm never leave your side. I'm lost in hip-hop.
from the album Reaching for Tomorrow from 1980. That was music from Switch. Of course, that's called My Friend in the Sky. And before then, from 1992, I had to hook up a little Mint Condition, Forever in Your Eyes. And, of course, started off the block from the late, great Eddie Kendricks. Of course, Eddie Kendricks, you know this guy, the voice of the Temptations. This is from 1976. The name of the song is called Intimate Friends. And, yes, it is Solar Records Radio type of night, because this is Throwback Thursday night. Of course, I am your host, Don Fleming, and hanging out with me, yes, is Wardell Potts Jr. What's going on, Wardell? See if he's on. Are you there, brother? We're going to try to get him on momentarily. I have new headphones right now, so I'm just kind of testing out the sound and everything. So bear with me. The music might be louder. My voice might be loud. I don't know. I'm going to check out the playback and see how everything goes. But, yes, I have let's see if I can get him on now. Let's see. What's up, Wardell? Can you hear me now?
What's that? Yeah, I can hear you. You could be on the other microphone. We'll figure it out. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Well, man, again, this is the show we experiment. I always experiment, like, on new microphones. I got a new microphone a few months back. As a matter of fact, I still have – it's one of those little blue microphones or whatever. And now I have a Sony wireless headphones. I was usually listening through my earbuds. I had some earbuds, and the sound quality just wasn't, I can answer telephone. I can do telephone calls with my earbuds, but doing the show, it kind of felt kind of hinky. So I ended up just going ahead and buying some wireless headphones, and I just wanted to kind of make sure if the sound quality was okay. But you hear me, you said you hear me loud and clear, so that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. You sound
good. Well, man, I know. Well, I appreciate it. Well, I know you're doing the farmer thing, and I thank you for taking the time out to hang out with us, man. But I wanted to kind of get your opinion on one thing. I want to play some New Jack Swing in the next block, and excuse me. Understanding the transition, of course, into the 80s, going into the late 80s, into the 90s, of course, you always joke with me and say, well, that's my era. But a lot of that time, you had a lot of New Jack Swing. What is your opinion of New Jack Swing? Just be honest with us.
Well, it was a movement, and being respectful to music and at how the different stages and transitions, I thought it was pretty cool. Teddy Riley was leading the way with that swing,
mm-hmm.
and just got to really enjoy what the new thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Did very well, so that was fine with me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people are, it's a great debate. I love the dialogue and the input that I would get from, kids from the younger generation to my generation to your generation. So I get all of these perspectives, and I try to channel in, the things I agree with. No, I channel in a lot of the things that, you might have a difference in opinion on what I may have versus a younger generation. What I got out of it, this was my era. I felt it was my era. New Jack Swing was basically, it was kind of a throwback to a lot of the swing, the bebop swing tempoed music from the 1940s and 1950s, and then to just modernize it into, of course, R&B, the root is R&B, to kind of go into more of the hip-hop elements, because hip-hop was starting to make some noise in the 80s, going into the late 80s and into the 90s, it just blew up. But New Jack Swing basically tried to take those elements from bebop and kind of incorporate the polished R&B of the 60s and 70s and early 80s, and then kind of go into add little hip-hop elements of it. So it was a good thing. I loved it. I enjoyed it. A lot of people may feel that because it infused with a lot of rap music, and this is the argument a lot of people are having as far as in the negative. But again, dialogue is good. But a lot of people felt that R&B would lose its identity if it started to fuse with hip-hop too much. Because nowadays, and we've had these conversations before, and Linda Carrier had called in, and we had had these conversations, that the identity of R&B, the polished part of R&B, was losing its identity around the 90s, because it felt like now for a formula to be on the radio, you had to incorporate a rapper, you had to incorporate rap. And it just, to me, it felt like the genres of the subgenres of black music, each, it had its own genre, but it felt like everything was starting to kind of cross-pollinate, and we started losing a little bit of that identity, especially when black radio, they changed from black radio to urban, because you didn't want to offend, you didn't want to offend white people. Let's keep it real. You didn't want to offend a lot of white people, but white people flocked to our music anyway. That was the crazy part. But it was about the white people who had money and the money that was the influence. And we didn't have a lot of just the money for investing and investing in our sound and things like that. So at that time, a lot of people felt that, you know, in order to make it, you had to have white dollars backing it up. And if to not offend those white dollars, you had to try to be more universal. And sometimes that might have diluted that sound, the authenticity of the sound from the root. So, again, it's a topic that, you know, that a lot of people have different opinions on, but it's healthy dialogue, man. And I just wanted to kind of add a little bit of my two cents, but I know you enjoyed it. In the long run, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, but again, that argument is great for conversation, because it teaches us to grow. So, but anyway, what did you?
I just want to say that, you know, like, so I'm not really trying to come from one generation or another generation. What I'm trying to do is come from a music lover's point of view. I'm a songwriter, I'm a creator, and we were a part of changing the sound from disco to, you know, to R&B. Back, remember, we came back to, remember, there was this sound, and then it came to the disco era, and that's the R&B. That's what they call it, the classy R&B, with the Solar sound. And so we had a part of changing music history as well, and turning it to another place. And so I think music has to have the right to do that. You know, it needs to be able to, whether it works or not. You know, like, just look at disco. It didn't get, I mean, it only got a few years, and then that was it. It was done. You know, but everything, but it did get its time. And so I think all different styles need to have at least the opportunity to get approval from the listeners, whether this style is going to work or it's not going to work. So I enjoyed New Jack Swing. Only if I had to be critical about it, the only thing, as a drummer, the only thing, it just kind of had the same drum beat, you know. And for me, that just kind of made it you would use the same drum beat on every song, because people are used to that beat. And that's like with what Babyface and them were doing too. They started doing that same drum beat. Teddy Riley used the same drum beat on all these songs, including he did it to my song, "A Girl I Got My Eye on You," a song I wrote. He did the death swing on it. So it was but it was something that needed to be, you know, experimented with, and they did, and I commend them for that, you know, for going for it. And I'm proud of them for even coming up with something that so many people enjoyed.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, with that being said, guys, again, you're listening to Soul Out Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Pines Jr. And let's go ahead and dedicate this block to New Jack Swing. I'm going to take you back to the summer of 1989, and I'm a big fan. You talked about Teddy Riley. It's only fair to talk about his group. This is music from Guy, of course, again, from the Do the Right Thing soundtrack. It's called Fantasy. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Out Records Radio.
Ready? Y'all ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Swing it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, ready? Yeah. All the money making fellas. Oh yeah. Do the dog. Do the dog. Now I want to introduce who's in the house tonight. Ready? Guys in the house. Jingles in the house. Redheads in the house. Back in the house, Six Days in the house, and my man Sam in the house, Spike Lee's in the house, we are kicking it live. You're just a fantasy, you mentioned a magazine. never been found. You gave me your heart, I gave you my mind, but a true love affair we could never find. Although I want you bad, I can let you go, cause there's a lot of girls out there that won't say no. Don't you the fact that I want you, Jackie? I want you more than human eyes can see. But your head shot killing, trying to make a killing. Thought about the dollars I make and you were willing to be with me, Bobby B. But with a bad attitude, I can't compete. Now you know my name, now I know your game. You wanna be with me, you gotta be the same way that another girl would be. And if you wanna be with me,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Gordell Potts Jr. Music from today. Yes, from 1991. I Got the Feeling. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Bobby Brown. Don't Be Cruel. 12 times platinum album, of course, from 1988. That is, of course, the title song, Don't Be Cruel. Actually, Don't Be Cruel. Was Don't Be Cruel the title? Yeah, it was. I'm having a little brain freeze for a second. Yes, the album was Don't Be Cruel. The song is Don't Be Cruel. So, and, of course, started off the block, music from Guy. My Fantasy, of course, from the Do the Right Thing soundtrack. Of course, that was my New Jack Swing block. That was my tribute to New Jack Swing. 1989, I had, of course, I had a Hot Top Fade. I had the S-Curl Hot Top Fade with the little orange or gold honey blonde patch, depending on how I was feeling and I guess how the sun angled down on it. I had a little patch of that orange in the front of my head, you know. And I thought I was fly, man. I thought I was fly. And I was wearing polka dots, you know, rayon shirts and, you know, those and like patent leather, well, fake leather shoes with like the little metal tips, you know. Used to be out there in PE wearing that stuff. Didn't have a change of clothes. So I was in PE playing basketball looking like Guy. You know, just had a concert. Like, why are you out there with this on? Well, I had to perform. Well, I had to play, or I got a bad grade that day, and it would have went. You know, I couldn't have like you couldn't have like off days in gym. Even back then, you know, people say, "Well, gym was easy. That was an easy A." No, you had to participate. It was about participation, and you know, I was trying to keep my straight A's. You know, who am I fooling? Actually, I did. I had straight A's. I did have a rough junior year, but I got, you know, well, that first semester junior year, I'll say that. But I kind of got it back together, you know. And I just started wearing PE clothes. I just thought I was you know what? This is what happened. Let me just explain this. This is what happened. I thought we had an assembly that day. But they canceled the assembly. I didn't have my change of clothes. And I had to go to PE, and we were playing basketball. And I'm trying to remember. It was a purple polka dot rayon shirt. I had acid wash jeans, and that I would, that at the cuff, I would kind of close and fold, you know, when you would flip it, kind of like when you would have, you know, kind of stick to your heels, you know, you wanted them, they weren't like bell bottom, and you just wanted to kind of, you know, close them to your heels, tighten them at the heel, and I would lift it up, I would cuff it up, and I had those shoes with the tips, with those, what was they, those metal tips, so, and I'd be out there playing basketball with that stuff on, man. I thought I was the stuff. I really did. I don't know. Anyway, we got a little over an hour. Actually, an hour and 6 minutes left of the show. Again, I don't know. I was so nerdy back then. But I couldn't get a girl to save my life. But that's what New Jack Swing did for me in high school. So... But anyway, let's keep this music going, guys. Let's keep the music going. Let's take you back to the year. Let's go 1988. Give you a classic from the group Troop. Troop, of course, is called Total Respect. Of course, it stands for Total Respect of Other People. This is their hit, Mamacita. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
The only one to have the key. about you. I wanna spend my whole life with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Soul Art Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Wardell Potts here. You know what? That was music from Lisa Fisher from the summer of 1991. Of course, that is How Can I Ease the Pain. That song was just bananas. That song blew up that summer. I remember being in Chicago that summer visiting my aunt, my family, and the radio up there, that's all the song played. That's all that radio played was this song, Lisa Fisher. And then I saw the video, and she was just amazingly beautiful and hitting that high note. Couldn't hit that high note. I'm a guy. I can't hit that note. No, but she hit that note, man. How Can I Ease the Pain? It goes, she, of course, was a background vocalist for Luther Vandross for a long time. As a matter of fact, she was in the Stop the Love video from Luther Vandross in 1986, and she was just gorgeous. And, you know, Luther just told us, like, hey, you don't need to be singing background for me. You need to get out there in the front. And, I mean, she took advantage of it. And that So Intense album from 1991, of course, that's Miss Lisa Fisher. And, of course, she's still out there, still kicking it, still doing jazz festivals. Hopefully we can get her on Soul Art Records Radio, you know. Maybe Wardell can pull some strings. You never know.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
That's great. What an amazing voice. I haven't heard her in a long time, but all that vocal talent, man, I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, so she's
amazing.
She's more of a jazz artist? Is she more of a jazz artist?
She's more on the jazz circuit right now. She's doing more jazz. She's always considered herself a jazz artist, but when she did So Intense, the album, of course, they wanted her. They wanted her to showcase her pipes, of course, because she was singing background for Luther for a long time, and Luther even noticed those talents. So she went on and did her thing, but she always. She was a great scatter, too. She loved to, like, scat. And, I mean, she was amazing with that. I think she did some things with, like, Lee Ritenour and I think Bob James. So she's very, very talented sister. Again, she's still out there. She's still beautiful, you know, very earthy looking. I love her to death. Let's go to the song before from 1984, music from Chaka Khan, This Is My Night. Of course, from the Feel For You album, and of course, started off the block, 1988, Troop, Mamacita, and we got about another 47 minutes left of the show, but man, yeah, talent, I mean, you have a good ear for talent, and it seems like, you know, we all love good music, man, and that's what it's about on Soul Art Records Radio, on the page, on Facebook. If you tell a friend, if you're on Facebook, like the page. There are a lot of like-minded people who love music, and I can't see anyone saying anything bad about her, about Lisa Fisher, you know, and that song, How Can I Ease the Pain, man. That was just an amazing song. Again, it just blew up the summer of 1991. It was it was all over the place, and every time you hear it, it sounds new. So...
It's awesome. I love it. I love the music, man. I love the music.
I might get you on here to do a block, man. I might have to test your skills, you know, running the board on my show.
I can't. You know, I can't compete with that. All right, I can't compete with that. Yeah.
Man.
But
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're here, man. Again, we have these moments where we talk off the cuff, and, you know, we have these great conversations, and you never know. These conversations just make good, to me, I feel, especially from Wardell, they're good gems that people might want to hear. People love to hear, like, the history of music, man, and for him to be, you know, in the industry, in the eye, you know, of Soul Art Records, you know, back in the day. And for him to tell those stories is again, which basically we're going to set up for tomorrow's show, man, which kind of, let's segue into tomorrow's show. Tell the people what we have on the show tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah, so tomorrow we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. It is the, we're kicking off the week with the sound of Solar. So since the time Wardell Puz, Don Fleming coming out with us, and we just, you know, want to just reminisce on some of that music that just came out of nowhere. It was the little company that could, and it did. And so, you know, and also we want to do a tribute to Dick Griffey. You know, he's gone now, and so we want to just say thank you for you to follow, and because it blessed so many people, including the listeners, not just the artists, but the listeners. So, amen.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna give you a little because you talked about it so eloquently. Of course, kicking it off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar. It's only fair to play to kind of tease us with a Solar artist, man. I want to take you guys back to 1986 from the group Climax. This is one of my all-time favorite songs, definitely all-time favorite slow jam from them. Of course, this is featuring Howard Hewitt. Of course, this is called I Still Say Yes. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Our love. Hey,
from 1979, music from the Jones Girls. Of course, that is Who Can I Run To? And, of course, before that, Show You How from Miss Sherilyn from 1981. And, of course, Started Off the Block from 1986, Climax, I'd Still Say Yes, of course, featuring Howard Hewitt. Got about another 31 minutes left of the show again. We still got a little time. We're over the hump. But we're hitting the home stretch. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Again, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. Again, tell a friend. They can check us out on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, like the page, Soul Art Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Of course, we are closing in on 2,000 people. Yes. Can we get 2,000 by the time we hit 2022? You never know. So I'm loving it, and I'm loving all the feedback. Again, thank you guys for supporting the show. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. We're going to take it down the stretch, give you a classic from 1983. Of course, this is from the Pointer Sisters. Yeah, you guys know this one. Every time you hear it in the background. And then when Ruth's the deep voice, you hear Ruth's deep voice doing what she does. This is called Automatic. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio. What's wrong with me? Anyway.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to bring from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Ground. All that I can manage to bring.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Throwback Thursday night, Don Fleming, Wardell Fox Jr. had to take you back 1983 from the Untouchables album. What a great album. That was music from Lakeside. Of course, that album was Ray, by the way. Man, Wardell, I know those were your colleagues, and that album, that Untouchables album, were you around when that album was made, man?
Oh, yeah. We were all together. They were doing their thing. We were doing ours. And man, oh, man, that's some funky stuff right there, right? That's some funky stuff.
Yes, I love that album. I love that album. Yeah. I love the album cover. And I've told Fred this, and I've told Otis this. You know, I was always being 7, 8, 9 years old, and 9 years old when Untouchables came out, I was a big fan of their art, their album covers. And, you know,
was
something about that Untouchables, you know, they were looking like Elliot Ness and, you know, gangsters and, you know, it was just an amazing, I love the artwork. And of course, you know, when Fred would, you know, Fred was like, you like the album cover, Don Wine? I'm like, yeah, I loved them, man. I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a big fan of just that album. Of course, Otis on Real Love, that just the slow jam of slow jams on that album. Just a lot of great music. And before that, I played the Fatback Band from 1984, I Found Love, and it, of course, started off the block from 1983, the Pointer Sisters, Automatic. Got about another 13 minutes left. Gotta wrap it up for us. But stay tuned tonight. Coming up tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. Of course, he's playing a lot of great funk and great hip-hop. So make sure you guys tune in tonight on Solar Records Radio at 11 p.m. And want to remind people, tomorrow we are kicking off Solar Weekend. And what are we doing tomorrow?
Okay, let me just see them.
Oh, he's doing, you know what? It's a long pause.
Don,
but anyway.
Guess who we got on the line, Don?
Oh, who do we have on the line?
You know that voice. Goldie Mac is in the house.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
Hey, man, what's going on with you?
Oh, shoot. It's been a long few weeks.
You got a show? I know,
y'all,
man.
Y'all got a show coming on in a little while.
Man, tell everybody about it, man. I know you're on the line, man. I got to put you on the spot. Tell everybody, remind everybody what's coming up next.
Well, the Slap Shack, you know, it's back, man. You know, it's Thursday. So 8 o'clock Pacific time to 10 o'clock Pacific time. You know, we're gonna be slapping, man. You know, bringing it to your ear bone. Some make the vibration work right.
It's all about the vibration. I love that. It is definitely
all about the vibration.
So make sure you guys make sure you tune in tonight again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means 10 o'clock Central, of course, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So make sure you check it out again. A lot of great hip hop, a lot of great funk music.
Yes, sir.
You got the funk. You got the funk. So I'm just living in your world, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just real quick, Don. Do you have time to ask Goldie that question about that you asked me earlier about?
Tell him on the radio.
New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
I didn't catch what you said.
You know what? We had a great conversation earlier. I had a little New Jack Swing block in the first hour, and I just want, you know, I know we got about 10 minutes left, but I wanted to kind of know your input as far as what did you think about the New Jack Swing era of R&B in the late 80s into the 90s.
Oh, I loved it. Teddy Riley did an excellent twist on swinging the beat just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it made you jerk a certain kind of way. And it fit the type of dances that was happening at that time. You know, it's all mathematics at that point. You know what I mean? We put that little New Jack twist in and stuff, you know, when they were doing the Running Man and all that and bouncing and getting back up, pancaking and all that, you know what I mean, Cabbage Patch. And, oh, yeah, the New Jack swing was perfect for that era.
Oh, man.
You know?
Some of those groups were nice too. You had Teddy, of course, his group Rex and Effect, and of course you had a little bit
Rex
of Sweat, a little bit of Bobby Brown, and High Five, you know, and all of those groups, man, in the late '80s and early '90s, really just
I loved that whole era of R&B that
gave you a little hip hop element, man, and it was great. It was great. And we talked about the negative. There was a lot of argument that the negative part about it, that R&B started losing its identity because it started incorporating a lot of rap in it. But at the same time, man, it was something fresh. It was something new. And again, it's definitely a conversation we can have at another time as far as all of the aspects of it. But man, I definitely appreciate you calling in and hanging out in the last few minutes of the show, man. But again, check me out every Thursday, Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. Of course, we have Goldie Mac, the man himself. Of course, make sure you tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern, for Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. Definitely going to be in tune tonight, man. But before we go, again, it's only fair to get out of here with some classic something New Jack Swing, man. I remember when Joe first came out, his first album,
man.
But I'm in Love. His first album was a beast. And around
everything,
93, you know,
Joe Everything album. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly. And, man, I want to take you back to 1993, early 1994. Going to close out with the remix, the Georgie Porgy remix to All or Nothing. And, hey, for Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr., of course, we'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned. Again, Cosmic Slap Chat, Goldie Max Cosmic Slap Chat. Until then, you guys have a safe night. Goldie Max up next, guys. I am out. Good night, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, bro. Love y'all.
All right, now.
I need a